welcome to another episode. I feel like I'm real loud. Am I?
Hello, welcome to...
Yeah, that's... like that. Kind of.
Welcome to another episode of...
More on Movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with your host, myself, Patrick Villegas, and joining us tonight, special guest host...
Me.
Miss Erica Corona.
Me.
It's a me.
Muchacho.
And Abraham is not cool enough to be here today.
Yeah, so he's that. Working.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy with his job.
The lady of the night.
He is.
What a cochino.
Mm-hmm. And today, what did we end up watching?
We watched
a movie that came out the same year as Titanic.
1984.
I think it's 5. Is it 4?
Nope. That was 1997.
What was 97?
The movie that we watched.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I actually, remember because I Googled one of the people's names?
Yeah.
So I saw, because of things mm-hmm. that I Googled.
Uh-huh.
And then because of that thing,
mm-hmm.
I saw the day it came out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not the actual day, but the year it came out.
Oh, so it was 97?
I think so.
Well, did Titanic come out in 97? Because I Googled the thing, and I that's why I saw a little, facts about Con Air. Oh, well, I spoiled it now. Damn nice. It.
See, I was...
I know.
I was. Shit. That's why I was thinking a lot. Yeah, 1987 film, Con Air.
Oh.
That's what we watched, everybody.
Yeah. Awesome film. I remember it from when I was younger. I loved it. Like, I don't remember as many holes as I found this watch, but it was... I remember it. Fondly, you know, it was a great movie.
Yeah, it's one of those nostalgic movies.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to just watch it with my dad. Like anything like this,
mm-hmm.
like action-y type, I would always watch it with my papa.
Papa?
So yeah, so it just reminds me of my father.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a really violent movie for him to be showing you, though.
Yeah, I mean... What are you gonna do?
that's why you love murder, I bet.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why, but yeah. So let's jump into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so what we do here, I don't know if you're familiar, since this is your first time guest starring on More on Movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
First time on my second episode.
Wait, is it?
Is it your second episode?
Yeah, it's our second. Yeah, it's our second. Yeah, so this is your first time. That's what I said.
Yeah, the second episode. Because you're making it seem like, oh, well, this is what we do all the time.
Well, this is what we do all the way we do things.
This is what we do the Erica, one
okay.
time.
The way we do things here is a little different, okay? I know. Oh, wait, I should do your introduction way better.
What do you mean?
Special guest star from, you may know her from the Things We Talk About podcast, fame. Erica Corona.
I'll do that.
Uh-huh. All right, then fine. Well, the way we do things here on More on Movies is a little different than the way you guys do things over on Things We Talk About.
Okay, like what?
Well, they're exactly the same. It's
because it's exactly
we record in the living
same
room.
Same people. We use the same mics. Sit in the same spots.
Yeah.
There's nothing
different.
Different
spots. We're recording in the living room right now. We normally record in the studio.
I want to say we usually record in the living room.
Well,
you would
be wrong. You can say that if you want, but you'd be wrong.
As of lately, we were recording in the studio.
As of lately, we don't record at all.
Gause, it was hot.
That's true.
It is no longer hot. It is now cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining. We're in the living room.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true.
Okay, so how do we do things here in
so
More on Movie Land?
The way we do things at More on Movies is we don't actually go through and recap the film. We expect the listeners to have seen it already. And
go watch it if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Pause it.
Pause the movie.
We'll wait.
Pause the movie while you listen to this and then watch it, but it'll be spoiled
already. Pause this. Go watch the movie. We'll wait.
Oh, or that. But definitely
do. Did you watch it already?
Did you like it? Good, huh?
Did you like it? Okay, we're going to talk about
it. Okay, go pee, then come listen to this. So yeah, we just do full spoilers. We just kind of go through it, go through our notes and all of that.
Okay.
We don't really have to recap the story all that much because they should be able to follow along.
That's fine.
So my first thing starting out, okay.
Okay. What's your first note?
My first note? Why is he arriving on a fishing boat?
I'm assuming he was in the Marines?
He was an Army Ranger.
Oh, then.
They that say that.
Completely
they,
wrong.
Rangers always move forward. Rangers lead the way. That's one of the things that they kept saying in the beginning.
Why? Maybe. Oh, it's in Alabama.
It's not in Alabama, is it?
Yeah, it took place in Alabama. That's why the friggin' song, Sweet Home Alabama.
No, because they were talking about Fresno. It was in California.
That's where he was.
Oh, right. That's where he was prisonered.
Yeah, that's yeah. where he was prisonered. I was going to say stationed, yeah. but that's not the word. That's where he was incarcerated.
Okay,
but okay. It was Alabama, so maybe it's like one of those like I don't know. I don't fucking know Alabama.
Like, they don't have planes.
Like
they don't have airports or a bus.
Like oh no, because I'm thinking more like Washington, how you have to use like a ferry or whatever.
Okay,
to, like,
so why not a ferry? Why not? Why a legitimate fishing boat? Like a Forrest Gump fishing boat.
Because he missed it, and he was like, "Hey, fisherman, are you going to Port Alabama?" And then he's like, "Get on
the,
in
the port that happens to be at that bar." Are you going there? And the guy's like, yeah, what do you know? I'm also going to go hit on your chick and get fucking murdered.
Well, maybe the guy knew him. So he was like, oh.
So on his way home from work, he swung by Port Alabama and dropped him off.
She didn't know he was coming back.
No, but he did.
No, she didn't.
Okay.
So maybe he knows the fisher guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, fisher guy, mm-hmm. I'm coming home. To Alabama. Can you pick me up in your fishing boat?
At the airport.
And then I'm a surprise hummingbird. Oh my god, if anybody called me hummingbird, I would fucking kill them.
That is the worst pet name. Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's not even funny or cute. It's not. There's nothing clever to it.
Yeah, like usually it's like chipmunk. Oh, because you have like, you know, big cheeks or whatever. But like, it's a fucking hummingbird.
It's
a small bird with a long beak.
Because you have a stupid long nose and you flap your arms around or what?
Yeah, and you have a small body.
Because you like red.
And like, your nose isn't proportionate enough to your fucking small little round butt. Like,
yeah, hummingbird is not a cutesy pie kind of thing.
That's so stupid. Agreed. Oh my goodness. But anyway, yeah, I don't know why he came out.
Why is he on a fishing boat?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
For him, but there's so many loopholes in my story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, what's your first note?
My first note. Come on, daddy, let's dance.
Oh,
gross. Why do girls insist on calling their men daddy?
That's gross. Okay. I get it that she is supposedly, and I'm heavy quotation marks here, she's pregnant. So she's calling him daddy because she's like, oh, because you're this thing's daddy. I agree. It's so gross.
Disgusting.
I know it is.
I know
it is. But I understand the writing. I understand why she's doing it.
Didn't even put two and two together. I was just like, ugh, I bet you she calls him daddy all the time. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's real gross. But my thing is, she's 100% not fucking pregnant. Like, in that scene, he's over there talking to her belly and shit, and like, there's tacos in there, not a fucking baby, because that is the flattest stomach I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's probably like...
She's cannot be more than like 3 weeks pregnant, if she's pregnant at all.
Yeah, and so that means that's not his baby.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That is not his baby. She's not pregnant. She is lying.
Yeah, because... Yeah, that would make sense. Like, if he was gone for, like, 6 months, she would have a bump. 3 months,
that's
a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
2 months, okay, maybe, but no. That's a little bean right there.
I'm skipping ahead. I'm skipping ahead in my notes, but it says, he says he was arrested 3 months before his daughter was born. That means she was 6 months pregnant when we saw her talking to his, we saw him talking to her belly. She is not 6 months pregnant. She's fucking lying.
Oh my god, that's not his baby.
Mm-mm.
I bet you it was that one drunk guy.
And yeah, exactly. Cause that's why he's so comfortable fucking hitting on her and shit. It has to be his kid.
How
long has he been gone? Like he was gone for 6 months. He was deployed for 6 months. I feel like that's a short deployment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so and no, it doesn't. None of this makes sense.
How she reacted made it seem like he was gone for very long exactly. time.
Exactly. The timing of all of this like makes zero sense.
Yeah, yeah. If some motherfucker was gone for like 3 months, I'd be like, hey, what up? You're back. Cool. But like, I wouldn't be like.
What up? You're back. Cool. No, honestly, from you, I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Like, you were gone?
Oh, you're. I
guess.
Yeah.
What's
like,
your name?
No, like me. I haven't seen you probably in over a month. And today I showed up and you're like, do you want to come in?
No, not over a month.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, we went to thing for Abraham's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay.
Well. Wow.
Oh, whatever.
My next note is ominous music. You know it's going to get bad.
Those dark, ominous tones. Yeah. The music in this. Okay. Another thing that I looked up is that the song, How Do I Live Without You or whatever,
mm-hmm.
went up because that's it was released the same year as Titanic. The songs went head to head. This song was nominated for an Oscar.
Along with My Heart Will Go On?
Against My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, My Heart Will Go On won.
Clearly it did. Absolutely it did. That year, Titanic sweeped the Oscars. Like, they won everything. But that's a good song. I think it's a legitimately good song.
Yeah.
But it does not fit this movie in the slightest.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Sweet Home Alabama fits this movie more than How Do I?
Yeah, because it took place in Alabama. Well, that's where they
Alabama,
lived.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah,
exactly. Alabama.
Okay, then with the fight scene, if this guy's a regular, well, before the fight scene, I guess, mm-hmm. this dude, the dude that's the hit drunk hitting on her guy, if he's a regular, why is he hitting on her so hard all of a sudden? Wouldn't he do that all the time, or at least have shot his shot already? Like, wouldn't, if he's all, oh, baby, the first time he got drunk there, wouldn't he be like, hey, what's up, you want to fucking smush?
Well, obviously they have, if she was 6 months.
That's his fucking baby, yeah. But I mean, why would he be hitting on her so hard that night?
Okay, because there's a man there. Because mm-hmm. the husband was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to be like, oh, I'm like, oh, I'm a macho guy. And
because that's my baby you're talking to.
Yes, exactly.
Those are both my babies.
That's why he told his friends, like, watch this. And then he goes over there and mm-hmm. like hits on her all hard. Yeah. Like saying like, oh, this pussy ain't gonna do anything. The dumb ranger or whatever.
Power
I don't
ranger.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a dude. I don't know how dudes think, but that's what I think.
Not like that. I'm the one asking this question. Like, it doesn't make sense the way he's doing it.
It's just a douche move.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, my next note is I would have jumped in there and defended my mans.
Right.
When he was getting jumped.
Okay.
Instead, she runs into the bar and she's like, help.
Okay, my thing is, a ranger never would have jumped into a fight like this with his prego lady right there. Like, there's no way he would have just, it's just some drunk asshole talking shit. And you're already getting in the car. You're already taking off. You've been gone for anywhere from 6 months to 6 years. There's really no way of knowing.
Yeah.
You just came in off the shrimping boat and you're like, I'm going home and I'm going to be with my hummingbird, you know. Mm-hmm. Why are you gonna be like, oh, let me fucking fight this douchebag before we get in the car and go home?
There's just no way in the car and
yeah
home.
Exactly.
But then if you would have done that, then there's no movie.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true, but
that's where it ends and we're like, what the fuck kind of movie is
yeah
this?
that's the end. How do I also, self-defense is totally a thing, so he never would have gone to prison to begin with.
Yeah, and apparently upper palm punch to the jaw, dead.
Oh no, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's genuinely like, a thing. No, it's to the nose.
Oh, I thought he punched him in the jaw.
No, it's the nose. You smash the nose and then it sends shards of bone into your eyes and brain.
Oh my god, I need to shave my nose.
Shave your nose?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you about it. It's quite hairy.
Like, shave the bones mm-hmm. in my nose. So it's just, like, floppy. So mm-hmm. if I ever get punched in the nose, it just, like, smushes
well, okay.
down.
Well, okay. Technically, it's cartilage. The bones are behind it.
You're cartilage.
I am cartilage.
Okay.
I'm, like, 90% cartilage. but not my knees.
But I could have sworn it was like here that he punched him, like right there.
Unless he just hit him real, real hard. Okay, this is going to be a running theme where we disagree about where people are hit. In the first episode of Moron Movies, mm-hmm. a zombie was stabbed. I say it was in the face and mouth area. Uh-huh. Abraham says it was directly in his eyes. Abraham is wrong, I guarantee it. But
what
he would say
the
same.
What did you guys watch?
Cabin in the Woods.
I haven't
and,
seen it.
Oh, we asked the listeners to let us know.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember that part.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That was one of the best parts, huh?
Yeah.
What other part did you enjoy from our episode that you clearly listened to?
Oh, the part that you talked about Thor, and you just kept calling him Thor throughout the whole movie.
All right, that's fair enough.
I listened to, like, the first, like, 20 minutes, and then I had a meeting, and then
I can
forgot.
Tell, because Thor is not in that movie all that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, so Uber palm punch to the jaw and dead. So, yeah, 7 to 10 year sentence for self-defense. I put dumb.
That yeah, dumb. Because his garbage attorney tells him to plead guilty so he doesn't get 10 years. And he's like, you're going to get 4. Then he gets 7 to 10 years. So, like, what the fuck? That's the shittiest attorney ever. Plus, there's got to be, since he's a mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. I don't think it's retired, but it's like, he's a ranger who's done ranging.
Like a veteran?
Like a veteran, but there's a word when you're done. Like, not, it's not like decommissioned. There's a term for it. I can't think of it. It may be retired, but I'm not sure.
Retired?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have phones here. Off duty?
Not off duty.
Oh, that's cop language.
Yeah.
What do you call?
A ranger who's done ranging.
Who's done?
I'm going to say retired.
It doesn't say because that's not an actual question.
Okay, decommissioned. He's a decommissioned ranger, okay? Definitely, there would have been some way to get the military involved in the court proceedings. Because, like, the military has its own court and stuff. So, like, he wouldn't just be in a regular thing where the judge is going to be like, oh, your hands are deadly weapons, so you're fucked now. You know, like, they would be like, oh, no, yeah, that guy totally pulled a knife on you and you defended yourself. Good job, soldier. Fucking carry on. Go see your hummingbird and your non-baby.
Yeah, but see again?
No movie.
No movie. So, they were busy that day.
The military,
they
were preoccupied, yeah.
Yeah, they were, you know, doing something else. They were watching Titanic, obviously.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, man. And they were all worried because they were like, oh, our boats, our fishing boats.
Yeah.
What are
yeah,
we
going to
do?
Exactly.
We got to iceberg proof our fishing boats.
That's why they were all busy.
Mm-hmm.
They were attaching heaters.
Little flamethrower lighters. A bunch of lighters
the
on the sides.
And chips.
Okay. So he's in prison
mm-hmm.
for 8 years, we come to find out. Okay.
Yeah. 8 years.
Do visits not exist? Because they're writing letters and they're like, oh, I hope this reaches you
God.
Before in your while you're in first grade still. And it's like, it's been 8 years. Has she not visited you? Do you not have phone calls? Which they have phones. They 100% do. Like, why are these awkward conversations? Why are these awkward non-conversations taking place in voiceover letters?
I don't know. Maybe he was transferred like, to a different prison that they can't. I mean, they live on an island in Alabama.
That's true. She couldn't catch a fishing boat.
She
didn't know a fisherman.
There was no
so.
Fishing boat that mm-hmm. went to that prison.
No, that's
you said it was like what Fresno.
The John Cusack in the movie says, "I know a good body shop in Fresno."
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it, and they're
because
in Vegas, so it's like California,
yeah,
Nevada.
They did a pit stop in Carson City.
Yeah. Carson City.
Before that, I don't know where his prison was.
It has to be California.
Yeah, it has to. So Alabama, California, they're on opposite
planes
ends.
Are clearly a thing. This movie is about planes.
Yeah, but they're poor. She is a bartender.
I guess.
With a baby.
I guess.
I mean, you know, diaper your child or go visit your husband in prison?
I guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know, but it's 8 years. She could have, like, you can save up your fucking tips and you could have made a visit in 8 years. Like, come on now.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, she's got a separate life with fucking, well, no, he's dead now.
Oh, yeah, he killed.
With her baby daddy's dead.
Oh, baby daddy dead.
Yeah.
That sucks. My next note, I hate his accent.
Put the bunny so in the box.
Yeah, he sounds like Forrest Gump.
He totally does.
But, like, sleepy.
Every line that he delivers is monotone and just like, it's like he's reading it for the first time. Yeah. I hope this letter finds you. Like, it's fucking Cleveland from Family Guy. Yeah. It's fucking weird the way he's doing it, man.
And it's that, like that through the whole fucking
movie. No, it's not. Not through the whole movie, because at the end of the movie, once they land in or crash in Vegas, he starts losing his accent. I fucking noticed it.
Really?
That's one of my last notes. And I was like, his accent is irritating the whole movie, but it is way more irritating at the very end.
Oh, yeah, because when he says, oh, now there's three people that I...
Exactly. That right yeah, there is where it started he started to lose it.
Yeah.
He's just Nick Cage saying it.
Yeah, but
like,
then he
weird.
Saw his daughter and wife, and he's like, oh
my hummingbird.
That's my hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so creepy?
That's how he says it.
My hummingbird.
That's my hummingbird.
My hummingbird.
Oh, my goodness.
So, okay. On the plane now. All right? He's heading home for a murder he wasn't responsible for, but mm-hmm. that he actively chose to take part in. And all of a sudden, he decides to, like, do the right thing on the plane for mm-hmm. no reason.
Yeah.
Like, no, he hasn't done the right thing and throughout this whole process. And then now he's like, baby-o's needs his insulin and this lady, like, can't be raped.
Okay, that's something that I didn't understand because, okay, so wasn't baby-o, like, his cellmate?
Yeah.
So when he was reading his letter... that he was paroled or whatever, mm-hmm. and baby's like, oh, you know, you're a free man. Like, he was making it seem like he wasn't going anywhere. Like, yeah. Where was Baby-O going?
I don't understand why he was with him on that plane.
Yeah.
Because, okay, they transferred him, but I don't
but
think
why?
They transferred both of them.
Yeah.
You know, because, okay, Nicolas Cage was getting paroled.
Yeah.
Baby-O just like, fuck it, I'll go too. I'm getting paroled too. Like, there's a plus one, you know?
Yeah, like, why was he on there? Like,
no idea.
Amongst all these, like, you know, murderers mm-hmm. that had to be fucking caged and shit, and there's Baby over there with his fucking diabetes. Yeah. Like, I don't, maybe he was going to a special diabetic prison?
Maybe, man. Maybe.
Before all of that, though, I obviously had a lot of issues with the letters that the little girl was writing.
I obviously, yeah, okay, yeah.
Because my notes are like, see, she calls him daddy. That's fine. And why does this kid have black teeth? And are you ever coming home? Kid couldn't write more. Like, okay, so that was one of like you know, he was like reading the letters
yeah,
from her.
Right.
And it's just like, dear daddy, what? Are you ever coming home? And then that's it.
That's the letter.
That's the letter? Like, yeah. Little bitch,
you
couldn't write
a single question.
Like, that's such a waste of paper. Call him. Ask him, daddy, are you ever coming home?
Exactly. Then, call him. Fucking call. Phone calls exist in prison.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason why he can't talk to a stupid kid on the fucking phone.
On July 14th.
Oh.
I was like, really?
See my daddy.
Kids are fucking stupid. That's what I wrote.
And she's 8 years old
yes.
when she's writing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumb child.
On July 14th, my daddy's coming home. I'm gonna see my daddy on July 14th. My birthday's on July 14th.
I just learned dates. Like, that's what it seems like.
Yeah,
fucking kid.
Like I know how to say July 14th, yeah. So I'm gonna say it fucking five times in this letter.
Mm-hmm. And I don't own regular paper. I have to use that stupid brown, like, lined, ruled paper. It's fucking weird. I
and
hate that paper.
And writing crayon.
And writing crayon. I'm 8. That is a dumb child.
So yeah, that was those were my notes on the fucking little girl's papers.
Then we get to my that's not his kid because he was arrested 3 months before his daughter was born. So yeah. Again, on the plane, they're about to take off and whatever.
The plane called Jailbird.
The plane is called Jailbird.
It's stupid.
They insert an undercover spy cop. They are inserting that cop to get information from an inmate that's going to be boarding the plane later in Carson City. That's a horrible plan. Like, he's supposed to talk to this guy and be like, oh, so how about them Colombian drug lords?
Oh. That was that mid-flight? One dude
yeah.
that was getting the plane for,
yeah.
for
mid-flight,
Cyrus.
He's supposed to, like, ingratiate himself with this fucking guy and get information somehow? No. They would have done this stupid cop mission in the prisons. They wouldn't, yeah. like, it would have been over the past, like, 7 years. You know, it wouldn't be, like, on this flight, get to know this guy. Get really chummy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Now that you're saying it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know why he was there, and like he was sitting at the edge of a row and he had somebody next to him, I think. So where were they gonna put this guy?
Yeah, none of it makes any sense, man. And if it's to insert him into a prison, they could just do that at any moment. It doesn't have to be on fucking the Jailbird.
Yeah,
none of it made sense, man. I didn't like that at all, man.
And then I also didn't like the fact that Nick Cage's character was being feisty with like
everyone.
He's
it's a like, fucking Karen.
You're a free man, and you want to get mouthy with the guards when he's like, numbnuts, you heard me. Like,
when the dude takes his fucking picture,
yeah, that's when he's
you're
like,
a convict. You're a prisoner boarding a plane. No, we're not going to let you have literally anything. And he's like, I'm going to be getting that back.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, you're off this plane and you're not paroled now.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Fucker, like that's as easy as it, you know.
Yeah,
it could easily take
everybody.
That turn.
Everybody, it's just you just shush. You sit there and then you get off on your next stop.
Exactly, that's all you have to do. Sit down, shut up, and you're home with your hummingbird.
Yeah, your hummingbird and Kelly, you say.
And your dumb kid. It makes no never mind, dude. His sayings are not fucking sayings. Like they're. He says them like if they're common turns of phrase. Yeah. They are not, man. Like, what was the one? Mai Tais and Yahtzee.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? I hate it so much. His dialogue is trash through this whole movie.
But you know who had good dialogue?
Who?
Cyrus the Virus.
That's one of my notes as well, man.
He had the best lines.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to find that one real quick. Because it's later on, because I really like something that he fucking says. Oh, it's way down in the bottom. God damn.
Yeah, me too. My next one is white stuff in corner of mouth. Gross.
That's where, that line of Cyrus's is when I was like, I love Cyrus's dialogue. That's, I don't know when, now I lost my spot, but I don't remember where I put it. But also, one of my notes is that I love Cyrus's dialogue because he's like, he's an interesting and funny and, like, believably intelligent prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's, like, a really well-written character. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Compared to Nicolas Cage and his fucking Matas and Yahtzee. Stupid. Okay. On the plane. They're filling the plane now. The criminals are arriving.
Mm-hmm.
Why do all the criminals get an intro as they get off the bus? And, like, they're telling the undercover cop about it, about the criminals as they're getting on. That means that he has no prior information. So, like, he's entering this mission, and they're briefing him today. Like, that's shitty police work.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes no sense. Like, he should know these people.
It's mostly for us, but...
No, but come on now.
But, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why he got shot and killed.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
My next one is, I used to think Cyrus the Virus was a cool nickname.
Cyrus the Virus.
And Nicolas Cage 100% cannot tough talk. Like, I don't believe it at all. Like that scene where he's like, just so you know, I'm gonna be getting that back. You sound slow, my friend. Like, you do not sound tough. That is not working. That is working on zero people. put the bunny in the box, you are not going to get your way.
I like Dave Chappelle's character in it.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah. A thing I read said that he improvised all of his dialogue.
I could see that.
Yeah, for sure. Because yeah. He was funny. He was believably funny.
Yeah.
The Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay. And then, stupid, I fucking hate that guy, Mr. Corvette.
Oh, my God. I hate his forehead.
Fuck, yeah.
He looks like a potato with hair.
His forehead looks like a bulldog's mouth. Like, fucking hate him so much. But,
yes, I hate him too.
Yeah, there's no way that the prison guards who are being so anal, not even allowing a photo on the plane, are going to allow a random agent who does not work for the Department of Corrections to pat down a guy. And not only that, but if that does happen, that's clearly an undercover cop. Like, it's now very suspicious because they're like, oh, not even the guards know that you're a cop. You know, yeah, they do.
Yeah, because you're making it real suspicious. Because they were watching you as you put that gun in his
sock. And then
you
hand him a gun. Exactly.
Yeah, because when he was patting them down, there was two officers behind him watching. It's like, how do you not, like...
Yeah.
How do you not see that?
Gun! And then that would shut down the whole fucking plane.
Yeah,
right
I mean,
there.
If they didn't see it, then they're horrible at their job.
I mean, arguably, everyone involved in this whole, like, prison is horrible at their job. Like, they everyone made mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, they did pick their handcuffs with...
finishing nails.
Little... Was it finishing nails?
They had a... I would have said needles. But
yeah,
they had a little butt on the end. They look like finishing nails.
Okay.
So my question, which is my next note, is where they get those finishing nails to hide in their palms. Also, I'm pretty sure you can't pick handcuffs with finishing nails.
You cannot.
Yeah. So no, man, none of that. I didn't buy any of that for a second.
Mm-mm. I mean, unless they're that good.
Cyrus the Virus would have figured out a better way. Like, I imagine he'd have keys. They have Dave Chappelle swallow
a
lighter fluid and a lighter, or and a match to burn.
How did he light that match?
I have no idea.
Because you just see him just go, and then it's like, what did he light it on? Like,
I don't know.
What did he strike it on?
You just need a scratchy surface, I think.
But what?
I don't know. You're on a plane. Exactly. I have no idea, man. None whatsoever. Also, why is that dude just sitting there while he squirts him with lighter fluid and a match? He literally just told him, I'm in here for arson. He squirts you with a flammable thing and he has a match that he just pulled out of his fucking throat. I'm going to be like, yeah, he's going to set me on fire.
Like, yeah, but no, he's like, what are you doing?
Oh no, don't you? Ah! Like, it's so ridiculous, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And what was Machete's name? Johnny 20...
Johnny 23.
Three.
But they'd call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth. I don't think prisoners, even like the worst of the worst prisoners are like, no, yeah, I rape a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a thing.
But like,
that
was like his thing. Like,
super thing.
Like, that's what he wanted to do just like the most during this whole movie. Rape that guard lady.
Yeah.
Because even like towards the end, he comes back just to try and rape her.
Exactly. You're a free man now. You can walk into the desert and rape to your heart's content. But you need to go back into the prison where the good bad guys are and like, you know, this is what you're about? No,
you could have been like fucking Garland Green and gone off and, you know, just walked off. Fucking walked off because he just
that's
walked
exactly
off.
What he did. Yeah,
he just crossed a little wired fence and then just walked away.
Yeah, could have, but
no,
know, man,
he had to go back and try and rape that fucking guard lady.
So back to Baby O, which is not a nickname. You're in prison. People are not going to be calling a grown man baby.
Why it's Baby O? His name was Mike Odell.
Mike Odell, okay.
So, Baby Odell.
Oh, Baby Odell? Is that a thing?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you're Nicolas Cage. You're just making shit up and making it sayings.
My ties and yachts.
My ties and yachts. I'm going to start, I swear to God, I'm going to start saying that now.
I'm going to start calling people numbnuts. After we watched that one movie, I started calling Abraham, what movie did we watch? Night of the Living Dead?
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I think the next day, Abraham said something, and I was like, shut up, you yo-yo.
That's awesome. Oh, fuck.
So now I have to call people numbnuts.
My God.
Fucking yo-yo.
So, okay, with Baby-O, they would have administered the insulin on the ground. They would not be like, oh, no, yeah, let's just take a bunch of needles and medications onto the plane.
Yeah, because they didn't want anybody with any type of weapons on there. But okay, a needle and shards of glass. I mean, there weren't shards of glass, but
not at the time. But
not
they
at the
would,
time. They became shards of glass.
Exactly. Also, insulin needs to be refrigerated. That is not a refrigerated first aid kit. Like, it's just sitting in
yeah, it was
on
like
the guy's lap.
Yeah, it was on top of, like, I don't know, a shelf or something. Yeah. Like, a shelf, yeah. Dusted it off.
And moved aside the onions and chicken feet to
okay,
get to the
what
needles.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea. It's like an abandoned airfield, you're led to believe. Yeah. And the first aid kit has onions and chicken
and
feet
chicken
in it.
Chicken feet in it. And then they're like fresh chicken feet.
Yeah. It's not like, yeah, the onions are fine. Like, it.
Yeah.
None of it
like,
made
that
any
was
sense.
Just put there. Somebody just.
That's
put
somebody's
that
lunch.
There.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's that's super weird. I didn't understand that
I didn't
at
either.
All. At all.
I mean, maybe the onions keep the chicken feet fresh and vice versa.
Yeah, that makes sense. But what is the medicinal use of chicken feet?
And onions? I don't know. Maybe they're going to make soup later. Maybe
oh, for
chicken
when you're
broth.
Sick. Ah, that makes sense. You get sick, you make chicken broth, all better.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
If you, the listeners, know the significance of onions and chicken feet, let us know.
Please
because
let us know.
This baffles us.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so back to Bebe.
Baby-O.
Bebe-O.
Baby-O. No, that's all I had for Baby-O.
Oh, okay.
Was
yeah,
they would have given
was,
him
was
the insulin.
Tremendously sweaty.
Yeah. The whole movie. But then there's a scene where clearly it's makeup and all of that. You know,
yeah.
They put makeup and they put the sweat on his face and on his forearms. But there's a scene where his sleeve comes up a bit. It's a very different color. And he's not sweaty at all, but he's sweaty from like mid forearm down.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I hate things like that. Be consistent with your unnecessary thing. Be consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? What? A knife. I feel like that was Nick Cage's mission through the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. Was not,
was not to save the guard lady.
Not to
that
stop
was,
the convicts.
That wasn't his priority. Mm-hmm. His priority was. To find
a needle
to give his friend his insulin shot just so he can get shot later on in the movie and die.
Yep. Which is 100% Nicolas Cage's fault, by the way.
Yeah.
Most people shot in this movie is because of Nicolas Cage. Because he's also to blame for the undercover cop being shot.
Yeah.
Like 100% that's his fault.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wouldn't have made that facial expression... That cop wouldn't have turned around to try and shoot that other guy.
Not even that. They're in a standoff. Don't stand there and be like, you're going to lose this. You suck. You're going to die here. Like, why are you fucking doing that? Why are you getting in this guy's head?
Without blinking. Yeah. You think this is going to turn out well? It's not.
You're not going to see light of the day again. You're not going home. Your family is going to, you know, like, your family is going to forget about you one day.
Dishonor.
Like,
dishonor on you. Dishonor on your family. Dishonor on your cow.
Oh, my God. So, okay, backtracking. Now, all of this has gone down. Nicolas Cage was losing a fight at the bar against those three regular drunk dudes.
Yeah.
Okay, he got pushed in the mud and shit. Uh-huh. They were fucking him up. He is all of a sudden Mr. Punch-Em-Up when he faces hardened criminals because he is just dropping big fucking dudes with one punch every turn.
Well, I mean, he did work out a lot in the prison.
Oh, yeah, he was doing handstands and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was doing handstands. Yeah. And
you know, Nicolas Cage says that he did most of his own stunts in this movie.
I believe it.
I don't, because there was motorcycle riding that was not Nicolas Cage. That was a man in a wig. And then there's, like, people jumping from explosions, and he was set on fire at one point, I'm pretty sure. So, like, that was not Nicolas Cage. I think he jumped from some things, but I don't think...
Okay.
You know? I don't think this
I
was most of his own stunts.
I believe he jumped from things.
Yeah, I believe he did a handstand.
Yeah, that I believe.
I believe he held on to a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think he sat on a motorcycle in front of a green screen.
Oh, yeah. While somebody,
yeah.
His hair.
They blew his hair.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah. But that's it. That's yeah. And then he's fucking, he's just taking names as soon as he goes fucking fisticuffs with these criminals who are like hardened criminals, real criminals, not like him.
Yeah, he killed one person.
And it was like supposedly on accident. But his hands are lethal weapons, but not when he's fighting regular drunk dudes to defend his lady. It's only when he's defending Baby O.
That is true. Because prison knows got to him. Not his kid.
Yeah, and that's true. Oh, and then my next note. Nicolas Cage absolutely got that agent killed.
Yeah, definitely. That was his fault. 100%.
Oh, there it is. That's why I misspelled Cyrus. That's why I couldn't find it. I love Cyrus's lines. He's a really well-written character.
He is.
Like, he's just clever. Yes. You know? And it's believable in a believable way. Not everyone else kind of seems like, all right, this is not 100%. Even Diamond Dog. Why is he so obsessed with going through everyone's bullshit? They're going to be free men. Like, all they have down there is pictures, letters, and commissary items.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
He's not going to, you don't want any of that shit.
Like,
you know?
What does he care if, wait, that's the guy that figured out that he wasn't in, like, North Block or whatever, right?
No. Oh. That guy is Braylon something or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that guy's character.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why was he so obsessed with knowing him?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
I get it, because in jail, like.
Well, I don't know. I've never been in jail.
Well. You haven't lived, my friend.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah. In jail. Skinny jeans is my jailhouse nickname, just so we know. That's real. Oh, my God. I don't know if I've talked about being in jail on the podcast. Mm-mm. Okay.
That one's for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll bring it up.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay. But in jail, you do kind of get to know everyone. Like, you're in that area, like, you have nothing else to do but see people, and there's, you can be like me and stick to yourself and do nothing and, you know, interface with no one, or there's people who are, they form a little fucking community and shit. And like, I think in that big of a thing, like, he's saying there's like 160 people or some shit, you're not gonna know everyone. But yeah, this guy, it makes no sense why he's like, oh, I didn't see you there. You just fucking saw everyone? You interviewed everyone, dick? You know? No, you didn't. Also, I was on a bus. We're all from different prisons. I could have just North Block, but at a different prison. You don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't understand what his obsession was. And then having to go through his stuff and, like, he's like an ex-girlfriend.
he's following him on MySpace,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's just standing him so much. I don't fucking get it.
God, what? I can't understand some of my writing.
My next thing is, why would they take over the plane so soon? I feel like they took over the plane like as soon as they boarded it.
Yeah, like immediately, like the fasten seatbelt signs turned off,
and
boom took over.
They
the
had
plane.
A plane.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I would have waited a little bit.
Right?
I mean, it was successful because
why not?
It had to
They're
be.
They're going
to
do the pickup at Carson City. Why not let them do that, then take over the plane? Then nobody's the wiser, you know?
Yeah.
You just, nobody knows. Everything went smooth. Done. None of the important people were getting off the plane.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Why didn't they do it after Carson?
Exactly. Cyrus would have done that. And then the transponder, clearly, they're flying with the doors and windows open on this plane 100% of the time. So they clearly just could have just thrown out the transponder and that's it. Because the transponder doesn't have to be on another plane. It just has to be out of their plane.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have a problem chucking poor Dave Chappelle out of the plane. So why not chuck the transponder out of the plane?
Yeah, doesn't make any sense, man. And then with the transponder, I find it highly unlikely that it's powered by a fucking battery. Like, it has to be hardwired into the plane.
Orange wire, red wire.
Like, and it's, he pulls out the whole box and it's already got the battery in there and shit. Like, that's not how those are powered. I guarantee that's not how they're powered.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody out there knows, let us know. Because we don't know.
Maybe unless, like, planes are just wind. That's what they do when you're sitting on the fucking runway. There's dudes winding the keys so the fucking plane can go or something. None of that makes
it's
any fucking
propeller.
Sense. Yeah, they're tightening the rubber bands. The plane gets taken over, and the lady guard says, Poe, think of your little girl, when he's like, oh, I'm gonna save you and whatever. And he's like, oh, but what would she think of me if I like went home to her and didn't get involved in this shit that's not my problem
don't
or whatever.
Don't fucking tell her.
And it's like, okay, one, don't tell her. Two, she already knows you're a murderer and you've been gone for most of her life, so or all of her life. Like, so she's probably gonna think the same of you. Yeah. You know, like you're already a murderer.
And she's obviously stupid.
She's a very dumb child.
So she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Yeah. You've read her letters. You know she doesn't think anything.
You don't.
Oh my god.
If you try to explain it to her, she's just, is that bunny for me?
It's daddy. It's July 14th.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, it's not. I've been home for 3 years, you idiot. It's not July 14th.
But my birthday's on July 14th.
So what notes do you have? Do you have any?
I have, well, I'm at Garland Green reminds me of New Guy when he gets taken to school.
New Guy? What do you mean?
So do you remember the, I think it's, yeah, it's called New Guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gets picked on at his old school and then moves to the new school.
Yeah.
And then he goes to jail for some reason. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he meets, what's his face there?
Fucking Pootie Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so, like, he teaches him how to do, like, that.
Yeah. Give him the look or the eye. Yeah.
And then, so he gets the guards to take him to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they open up the truck. Oh, and yeah, he comes out, like, in that whole getup, just, like, Garland Green. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's crazy because they're both like scrawny little men that are supposed to be like the fucking worst of the worst.
Yeah, the toughest guys. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. But yeah, that's totally exactly that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No shit. My next note, also about Steve Buscemi. He is the most believable psychopath I've ever seen.
Yes, definitely.
100% just fits that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. It's his eyes.
It is. You know, and he's a really nice, sweet guy from all accounts that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like a good dude, but he's so fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, he's part of the Adam Sandler crew.
Yeah, they're all kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all good guys.
I don't know about Adam Sandler.
He is.
Oh, you met him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I met him.
Very nice. Yeah. He should special guest host next week.
I'll ask him. Okay, he's perfect. Probably Thank busy.
You. I mean, I doubt it.
No, he's
working. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So Cyrus the Virus leaves a bomb in his jail cell for some reason. Okay. In the wall, the brick that's soft and with all the evidence to like, hey, this is my master plan.
Yeah. Like, why would he leave that behind?
None of that makes any sense. Well, he wouldn't leave it behind. He wouldn't leave traces of any evidence. And he wouldn't like...
Leave little... dust on the floor.
He wouldn't leave dust on the floor. He wouldn't have left a bomb because there's no reason to, because he's trying to get away.
Yeah.
So like, if the bomb just goes off, which it would have, they now are like, hey, the guy planted a bomb. Let's get him. You know, like they'd be like, take a look at him.
Get him.
And if he's on the plane, like,
well, let's get him.
They're
gonna
be like, let's pay attention. Like, let's really look at him. You know, like,
yeah,
something's up.
Or like, why risk having the bomb explode? You know, like prior to taking mm-hmm. over the plane,
it would have ruined
your plan. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like Cyrus wouldn't have left fucking little cocaine mm-mm. on the floor to be found.
Yeah. And then my other issue with that is, out of all of the papers that Cyrus left behind, and like John Cusack just magically puts together the Last Supper pictures in just the right way on just the right paper to figure it out immediately.
Yeah.
To meet at Carson City. Like, no, man. There was a whole book there. The Anarchist Cookbook was sitting there. Every page is a potential...
that's some escape room shit right there.
Yeah, exactly.
He must have fucking done so many escape rooms mm-hmm. before that, because he was
he
on
He just
top
knows
of it.
That he's so good at it, though. They're just rooms to him.
Yeah.
He just walks through them, basically.
Exactly.
And then the asshole Corvette guy is the worst cop ever. There's actual evidence that the plane is going in a different direction when they drop Dave Chappelle's body with literally his name on it. And like, he's like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's it. That's his.
Because it's his ego.
I guess.
That gets in the way of him thinking clearly. But yeah, I would have definitely listened to John Cusack.
Yeah, or been like, you know what? We're going to shoot this plane down anyway. So one of the helicopters, go check this out. Like, right? Like, isn't that?
Yeah, you don't need three helicopters.
Exactly. Three to go shoot down a plane in the middle of the desert. You can send two. They're fine. And yeah. One of them goes and be like, you know what? Let's cover all our bases. There's a body with my name on it. Send one of the helicopters then because I don't really believe it. And then you still get to shoot down the plane.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think we're better cops than Corvette guy.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Steve Buscemi, although a psychopath, makes a ton of sense when he's talking about what makes someone insane.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Then he talks about wearing a girl's head as a hat and completely loses me.
I was like, he's making some points. Head as a hat. As he drove through three states.
Mm-hmm. Fucking weird. But he made some sense. Like, oh, you know, 50 years in an office to have them say fuck off and whatever. Like, yeah, who's shit, insane?
Yeah,
sucks.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, live your dream, you know? Wear a person's head.
Yeah, exactly.
And drive through three states. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do with your life.
Why not, man? Yeah, do it.
Yeah. And that little town that they landed in,
mm-hmm.
after Carson City. So like the
Lerner
deserted
Airfield.
Yes. Yeah. So that reminded me of the little town from The Hills Have Eyes. And that scared me.
I think a lot of things remind you of the towns from Hills Have Eyes,
that
man.
That is very true.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scared me. And then the little girl scared me.
That
more than
little
Steve
girl.
Buscemi.
Yes, dude. Like, that's his daughter. It has to be. Because they are equally weird. Like,
yeah.
Just so fucking weird.
Yeah, she's scarier than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with her, like, are you sick? You look sick. Yes. Are you taking medication? No. Okay, let's sing a song.
Yeah. Like, that's just a weird train of thought you got there, kid.
Why is she so dirty?
Yeah, that was I literally said that. We were watching. I was like, oh, why is she so dirty? Because that's the worst part. Like, okay, she's playing in an empty pool, which is weird. And, like, Stranger Danger walks up in an abandoned airfield,
mm-hmm.
which it lives in, apparently.
Yeah.
And she's fine with it. No parents are watching her. Nothing is going on. And she's just like, you look really sickly and weird and strange, but you wanna have some tea?
Yeah, you wanna,
like,
sing a song?
It's fucking weird.
And then I don't know where she's just like, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Just fucking little murderous kid. I, oh my God, she scared me more.
Maybe that's why he didn't kill her, because he's like, oh, you know.
Well, did he?
No, she runs out. They show her, and she's waving, like, at the plane and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, because I was like, he's going to murder her.
Because they show that one scene with, like,
the broken teapot or whatever.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, fuck, you reached
he
over and killed her.
Murdered her, yeah.
But maybe she reached over.
She tried to kill him, so he got away.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly,
I
man.
I believe that more.
She broke the pot to use it as a fucking shiv. Okay, when they land in Lerner Airfield,
mm-hmm.
they think they're free and the transponder's gone and the cops aren't onto them or anything. It irritates me so much, because one of the random no-name prisoners, like, they all run out of the plane and they're like, yeah, we're free mm-hmm. men, whatever. One of them takes off his shirt and jumps into the dirt, like the gravelly fucking dirt, and just, like, makes a little dirt angel. And it's like, you wouldn't do that. Okay, you're glad to be free, but you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, especially,
like,
if you knew
that
you were gonna catch another plane.
Mm-hmm. That's the plan. The plan is to fucking get another plane and fuck off out of here to Mai Tais and Yahtzee.
Yeah.
And, like, you wouldn't just go roll in the dirty dirt like that, fucking idiot. I hate it, because he's going to be uncomfortable the rest of the day. You know? That's the worst.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I hated that so much. And then there's a scene. John Cusack goes into the tower at Lerner Airfield.
Mm-hmm.
And the whoever, the
cartel,
the tower people,
mm-hmm.
He's dead. Okay. And so John Cusack finds blood, and he has to touch it. Like, that happens in a lot of movies, but nobody would ever do that. You can see that it's blood and there's a body next to it. You're not gonna be like, what's this? Tap tap. You know, like, no, it's fucking blood.
Yeah, like,
blood is
blood.
Yeah,
like, What are you gonna smell it, taste it?
Yeah, it's very blood on the floor is very obvious.
Yeah,
like it's not like what is this? Is candy?
Jello? Did somebody's Jello cup melt here?
You know, Squeeze-Its. Do you remember Squeeze-Its?
No.
I used to get them from the ice cream man. They're like a tube filled with this red goo,
like Icy's type of thing,
but not cold.
Oh, then no.
It's like a candy. It's a sweet, sugary goo.
Oh, no.
Oh, that it looks like fucking, it looks like
it's
movie
blood. It's just like red corn syrup.
Yeah. Yeah. But it looks like movie blood. So it's like, it's not that, man. Come on. I just hate that. Nobody actually goes and touches blood like that.
No. Mm-mm. Nobody.
And then back to Baby-O. Mm. In a plane full of druggies and criminals, someone would have a way to inject something. Like there's a way.
There has to be. Or fucking just drink it. Like,
yeah. Or, yeah.
Shove
yeah.
it up your butt. I don't know. Do
it
something.
It has to be effective in some way. Like, you're getting a little insulin in.
Like, how were those needles broken? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was the insulin that was broken, not the needles.
But he has his insulin because he found that one
vial. The one vial.
But he's like, but they broke all the needles.
Yeah. I don't see how, because they stomped on the glass jars of insulin and whatever.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff should be in the first aid kit.
Like, how do you break needles?
I don't know. Like, they're bent or they're open. He's very health conscious and he's like, oh, those are open. I can't use those. Sorry. They're not sterile.
I don't want hepatitis. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I need the oniony chicken feet ones. Okay. Oh, now that's where I get to it. Why are there chicken feet and onions in the first aid kit?
Why?
I hate that so much. Why does it make any sense? Oh, God.
And like, okay, that place is clearly deserted.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a convenience store?
There's a convenience store. There's a full fuel truck. There's trailers, which this little creepy girl fucking haunts. You know, like that's fucking weird.
She's
all of this.
A little ghost.
Yeah, she has to be. That's... That was her ghost that you saw at the end. He did murder her. My God.
That makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, none
this
of
whole
that
little town
yeah, doesn't
no
make
sense
at all.
Because there's trailers,
yeah.
but there's no, I don't know. I don't
no
fucking
people.
Know. No people.
The gunshots go, the plane crashes, nobody's like.
Nobody comes out
yeah,
and looks.
Yeah, nothing. Not even a little.
Not even the parents of the little girl.
Yeah, the little girl probably knows and she's like, oh, I'm going to go play with those bodies later.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Like, in that fucking massive hole of murder that they made mm-hmm. out of the fucking junk
oh,
of the
yeah.
planes. There's just so many plane parts.
It's an airfield.
That's where planes go to die. I don't get it.
Yep. It doesn't make any sense, man. That whole little area just makes no
that's
sense whatsoever.
That's why it reminded me so much of The Hills Have Eyes.
That makes yeah, that's fair.
Because they have like that nuclear town or whatever.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminded me of.
That's definitely a little radioactive girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a little radioactive girl. That's
she knows
so
what
dirty.
People taste like, you know? Like 100%. So, okay. The plan is for them to take Jailbird,
mm-hmm.
take it over, land at Lerner, get onto a Colombian drug lord's plane. And go. Like,
yeah.
The drug lord is paying Cyrus to do this.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why would a South American drug lord go through all the trouble of hijacking the plane and all that just to kill everyone? Like, if he wants to kill everyone, aren't, like, hits in prison way easier?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have to involve anyone other than, like, the guy that he's trying to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, because he was trying to get that one dude out of
yeah.
there, right? The one with the ponytail.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah. I feel like if he has all this money to do this, to just be buying planes left and right, like, he could just bribe a bunch of people and get that dude out. Like,
yeah.
enough money will make that happen, you know?
But no, he had a contract, Cyrus the Virus.
And Diamond Dog and whatever that other guy's name is, and they all take over the
pinball.
Plane. And, yeah, and Pinball. Jesus, man. And, okay, back to the drug lords. They're sitting in a plane that's in a hangar and this whole in the abandoned airfield waiting for all of this to go down. John Cusack and Cameron Poe, Nicolas Cage,
mm-hmm.
go and tear ass through all the bad guys, okay, through all the goons. There's shooting and there's punching and yelling and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot is just sitting in the fucking cockpit of the drug lord's plane, just playing with his phone or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
This is all noticeable. It's happening right outside the plane. And he's just sitting there. Doesn't make any sense, man.
No, I don't know.
And they're, like, trusting him to fly. Like, he's that oblivious to his surroundings, and he's the pilot? No, man, no.
I feel like maybe he was, like, the relative of the guy with the pony.
The pilot?
Yeah.
Why? Why would he be the relative?
Because why wait for him?
Because that's what he's paid for. The drug lord is paying to get that guy out.
Wasn't the drug lord in the plane?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought he was one of them.
Oh, he might have been, but I didn't get that.
Oh. Damn it. I don't know.
Yeah. And then when the plane crashed, when Ponytail's plane crashes and all that, and he's like, you know, fucking covered in jet fuel and all of that, and he's telling Cyrus to help him, and he's all, Sai,
Inara. I wrote that down. I was like, Cyrus got the best lines in the movie.
Fucking loved that, man. That's like those fucking sunglasses moments, man.
He's like, Sai, Inara.
Boom.
Boom, throw cigarette into the fuel.
Do cigarettes actually cause explosions like that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I know that happens in a lot of movies. I want that to
every
be a thing,
single
though.
Movie.
Yeah.
I think we should try and do a Mythbusters type of thing.
Oh, just get a bunch of jet fuel and throw cigarettes at it?
Yes.
Let's do it. I have a fuel can right there if you want to do this.
With fuel in it?
It might have a little. I don't know. We can get fuel, though. Like, fuel is easy to come by.
But we need cigarettes.
I have cigarettes.
You have cigars.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it another time. Mm. Oh, but we have to get, like, a Barbie or something.
Why?
And douse it in fuel.
Why does there have to be a victim for you? You're that little pool girl.
I mean, it was in 97.
Oh, my God. You're the right age. Oh, fuck. Okay. They were so anal about not allowing guns on the jailbird.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're carrying a full army with, like, shotguns and ammo and grenade launchers and M16s.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. They're no guns on my plane.
John Cusack did say that. He said, we have a small artillery in the belly of the plane.
But then why be all stupid about them not having guns?
I guess, like, on board, like, where everybody else was, because he assumed that they wouldn't take over the plane.
They were very easily accessible, that whole artillery.
Yeah, he just, like, shot, like, the...
Yeah, shot a lock and boom,
and then
more guns.
That's where they were.
Yep.
Now more people died.
Oh my God. That bothers me. Like, I'm surprised there weren't grenades too. You know?
Wasn't that a grenade launcher?
No.
I could have sworn. Like, it was like the little one.
Yeah, that. A grenade launcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was that.
Yeah, the one that...
Diamond, sorry. When you said grenade launcher, I imagined RPG.
Oh, no,
that's why. Yeah, I was like, no. But yes, there was a grenade launcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Why would that be a thing? That's not... You don't use that in a fucking prison.
Yeah, I understand. Like, okay, you would have, like, a small artillery there. But, like, yeah, why grenade launchers? Like, just... You know, throw like 5 handguns in there and, you know, bada bing, bada boom, you're good.
And that's it, yeah.
But no, they have to have like fucking assault rifles and grenade launchers and a fucking bison. I don't know.
A bison, yeah. They got the fucking Kilo with the 100 round drum. Fucking hell, man. Okay. John Cusack, in that, when they unlock the armory and they... It bothered me that they opened up the vents for the propane tanks.
Mm-hmm.
They explode if you don't open them. You don't need to open them for them to explode if you're shooting at them. Propane tanks. But that's a separate thing. That's not even one of my notes. That's just something that bothered me.
But okay, would it still explode like that?
Yeah.
Even if it's like, oh, well, no. I guess what I'm thinking is more like poisoning people to death.
Oh.
Because I was like
H. H. Holmes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because it's an open airfield. Like, you know, the propane would just.
Yeah. To the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, man.
But they did just pew, right to it. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So in that scene there, John Cusack finds a truck to save the soldiers in that area with the snowplow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His windshield is bulletproof for some reason. Yeah, and I hate that in movies when they put the sparks of gunfire, but they don't add in any battle damage.
Mm.
That irritates me so fucking much. Like, don't do that. Just put the ping pong pow. Put that then. Don't put the sparks because it's not believable that it's ping pong pow-ing off of his fucking windshield from a snowplow that's been sitting there for 40 years. You know, it doesn't. It's bad enough that you made that thing start. It wouldn't have started because it's an abandoned airfield. But now it's bulletproof too? No.
Yeah.
Sorry, no. Also, the windshield of the airplane is bulletproof too. They shot at it so many times, even with helicopters, and it was bulletproof.
Yeah. And what we both talked about during the movie, the hangar that was open, that fit his car.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
It just happens to be the right size, in the right spot. Open doors, completely empty,
mm-hmm.
ready to go.
Ready for him way to go convenient. Hide in there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way, man. Nuh-uh.
Doesn't. <Mm-mm>. Nope. Nope. He had to drive around that airfield 2-3 times to find a spot.
Circling it?
Yeah. That's real life, man.
Yeah, that's absolutely real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, back to the whole Nicolas Cage being Mr. Punch-Up. He's been losing every fight up until this point. Nicolas Cage, when they're in the belly of the plane and he's fighting the dude,
mm-hmm.
he's losing that fight. Like, he's got him crunched on the face and shit, and it's only because of the pipe that he wins that, because he stabs him with the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he's getting, like, okay, I have a writ. Nicolas Cage has been losing almost every fight, but he tears through dudes when the plane's getting shot at. Why not be that all the time? Like, when he tells Baby-O, I'm going to show you that God exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, what? Like, this took a very religious turn.
Well, because he had God on his side. That's why. They fucking let Jesus take the wheel.
I guess, man. Let Jesus drive the whole time. Let Jesus fly this plane then. Because, like, he's... Okay.
It did. He did, because he crashed in the fucking airstrip. I mean,
in the casino.
In the casino. Yeah. In the strip in Vegas. And it didn't explode. Nothing happened to it. He's okay. Everybody's okay.
Everyone is fine. Baby-O didn't even move. Baby-O was laying on the floor in the same spot when the plane crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine.
It's true, man. That just irritates me, though, that he's like, I'm going to go fucking Super Saiyan right now. And boom, 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 taking down everyone with like a couple of punches. And like, why didn't you do that to me? You could have saved so many lives.
He does better under pressure.
The hijacking of a plane and the attempted rape of the guard and the death of your friends is not enough pressure?
No, because the plane's not getting shot at.
I guess. So, I looked some stuff up before this.
Mm-hmm.
The casino that they crashed the plane into
mm-hmm.
is a real casino. And they really crashed into it. Not an actual plane, but like the prop.
Oh, okay.
Like, they actually did that. It was scheduled for demolition. And they pushed back the demolition to coincide with filming of this movie.
That's cool. What casino was it?
I have it, actually. I can look it up. It's right here.
Casino.
The Sands Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a real hotel casino, the Sands Hotel. But yeah, they really did that and crashed it into it. They only had the one take because obviously they're actually destroying the casino. But it worked.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. did. It worked. But okay. Man. In all these movies, the bad guy always has to get away. And then there's that one little clip where they go after the bad guy and then they take him down.
Nicolas Cage did not take down Cyrus. Like,
no.
Serendipity took down Cyrus, because Cyrus survived being shot and like probably, he was stabbed
mm-hmm.
and
the plane crashed.
And all of and
he snuck through
and car
bunch
crashed
of
fire
cops.
Fire truck crashed and electrocuted. He survived,
mm-hmm.
but he got smashed by a bonker. You know, like that's what got him. No, no,
Mm-mm.
I hate
he
those.
He needed a better death.
He did. I feel like the electricity would have been enough, because it's like, oh, he was stabbed and fire-trucked and electrified. That's a good ending for Cyrus the Virus. But he survived all of that. He was fine.
Or, oh, he should have gotten a virus. He should have gotten Corona.
Oh, I should have gotten Corona. You're right. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe that's where it came from. Maybe he's still alive. He survived the bonking attack, you know, and he's...
True.
Yeah.
They should have made him eat a bat.
Is that really where it came from?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's... Mm-hmm. That's the worst. Yeah. This is all the worst. Corona was the worst.
It's still happening.
Well, yeah. I mean...
It's the worst.
It depends on when you listen to this. It hopefully won't be forever.
No, it's still...
It's still, yeah, probably.
It's still there.
Oh, my God. Remember the days when you could just breathe?
Yeah, remember the days where you could just go to the store... Without a face covering.
Yeah.
Wow. The good old days
when you could go weeks without washing your hands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. When my hands were smooth and not dried out by alcohol.
Yeah, that's very true. My beard, man. It's getting a permanent tuck right here from the stupid mask.
Oh, yeah. It kind of dips.
Yeah. I hate it. It's so fucking irritating.
You got to get that. Like beard straightener.
No, I don't want a beard straightener. I don't like using. I use beard oil and like wax sometimes. Mm-hmm. When, you know, just to when I'm feeling a little sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put that on. But like, I don't really use a lot of products and shit. I don't like to. I'm hating this fucking mask thing because I'm having to trim it shorter and shorter to combat the fucking the mask lines. And I'm having to use more and more products to keep it decent when I'm not wearing a mask.
Your beard groove.
Yeah, I don't like it at all, man.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Stupid pandemic.
Yeah.
What else do you have in your notes?
Why would they bring Nicolas Cage's lady and daughter to an active crime scene and plane crash site? There's fuel, dead bodies, unstable buildings, and innumerable casualties. But sure, bring them in.
Because they ran out of money and they couldn't afford taking him. They couldn't afford another fishing boat.
They helicoptered them in to the crime scene. Like, no, nobody does that. He's still a prisoner. He still has to go back to prison and be paperworked out. Like, that happens. He didn't walk away with his family at the end of this movie. He went to prison.
He did. He walked out because he saved the world.
He did save it. He didn't do anything. Like, all he did was crash that plane.
Not see.
That's all he did. He didn't stop Cyrus. He got the agent killed. He fucking killed a man in the beginning. He didn't do anything. Like, he just killed a bunch of people that probably didn't need to die.
So he Magooed himself.
He absolutely did. 100% he fucking Mr. Magooed himself through this whole fucking movie. He did nothing of any benefit. Genuinely, he didn't save the guard.
No. No, not even, like, get information for the DEA.
Mm-mm, nothing. All he did was...
What was this movie about?
Cyrus fucking up. Like, that's what... If Cyrus made a series of mistakes and Poe told on him, that's it. That's what this movie was about.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Then my last one is the most awkward family reunion goes to this one at the end. It's not heartwarming. It's not impactful. It's just really weird.
Yeah.
Like it's super awkward.
Okay. Is he stupid too? Because why would you give your daughter like a wet,
bloody,
torn up,
dirty, fucking
dirty bunny?
Like,
I would have been like, fuck, man. And then, come on, you crash into a casino. Go in, go to the gift shop.
Take a bunch of money and be like, here, kid, here's... thousands of dollars that's just floating around
go
the floor.
Go buy thousands of fucking bunnies.
Yep. Here's, you have a real bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, you can do that. You know? Also, like, we're probably going to sue a bunch of people because this is America and we're very litigious and a lot of things happened that shouldn't have happened. So, like, you're going to have a car soon. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to have to worry about anything ever again. But no, he's like, oh, I'm your... daddy, and this is my hummingbird.
Oh my God.
Like, and
it's okay, take your daddy's present.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, she doesn't have to. No, he's right. You don't have to because that thing is disgusting.
Yeah, but no, she's still like, oh, I have a picture of you. I have a picture of you too. Yeah, they're just okay, both. I'll take the bunny now.
It's just like, so dumb.
How does that change your mind?
How do I? Like, that's,
oh my God.
That's the impactful, the crescendo of the music is when she's like, I'll take the bunny. And then they hug. And it's like, he's filthy and bloody and stabbed and shot and burned.
Yeah.
And the bunny is the same but worse. And you don't know this kid and you're all dumb. And you're in an active crime scene and there's jet fuel everywhere and dead bodies. And he's going back to prison. He's going to be handcuffed any minute. This is not that scene that you're trying to make it.
Nope.
Like, not at all. Also, they were able to get to Nevada really fucking fast, yet she couldn't get to California in all those 8 years from Port Alabama.
That's true.
None of this makes sense, man. She hates, she does not love that man.
Well, it's not her baby. It's not her baby daddy.
It's not her baby. It's I'm pretty baby sure it's dad. Her baby.
No, it's not her baby daddy, I mean. It's not his baby. It's not her baby yeah, daddy.
I agree with that. That has to be, that's it. That has to be.
Yeah.
That is, because the timeline, like, it's like the soldiers who go away for a year and come back to a baby. Like, that's not your kid, man. You know. Come on.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Well, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thank you for your service. But I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. But, I mean, and then Steve Buscemi.
Ah, yes, Mr. Freeman.
He's the only free man. Well, him and Nick Cage.
No, not Nick Cage is not a free man.
He went back to jail.
He has to live with the knowledge that is not his kid.
That's true.
Yeah.
But no, Steve Buscemi is well in Vegas.
Yeah. And he found a coat somewhere.
And nobody recognizes him, even though he's this like famous murderer.
One of the most recognizable people with his fucking weird bug eyes. Yeah.
But nope, he's okay in Vegas because apparently they don't look at your face when they talk to you.
Very true.
Fucking movie.
Yeah, but he got away scot-free, and he's not a murderer anymore because he didn't murder the little Hills Have Eyes girl. So maybe he's healed. Maybe there is medicine. Maybe that tea was the medicine for his sickness.
The imaginary tea?
Yeah. It was chicken feet onion soup.
Ew!
That's what they were drinking in the teapot.
Ew!
That's the cure for psychopathy.
Ew!
Yep.
That's disgusting. Chicken feet and onion.
That's the cure. You guys heard it here first.
Yeah.
You have any ailment? Chicken feet and onion soup. Go for it.
Oh my God, if somebody tries to
just like
let me
mama
know.
Used to make. Ugh.
Just like my hummingbird made.
Hummingbird. From chicken feet and onion soup, straight from Port Alabama.
Oh yeah. Man.
I didn't understand. Like, I love this movie. It's a great movie.
Yes, I will. It's still a good movie,
mm-hmm.
But now that we're talking about it, it's not a good movie.
It is. That's the thing. It's entertaining and it's action-packed. It's an action-packed thrill ride. You know, it's one of those. It's awesome and it is very interesting and fun.
No sense.
But yes, it makes no sense.
Just watch it, but don't think about it.
That's how you watch action movies. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to think at all.
Don't put any critical thinking behind anything. Mm-mm. Just watch it and enjoy it.
And do not take notes.
Don't take notes. Because the movie should have ended a long time ago.
Yeah. It never should have started. He got in that car and that was it. They went home.
Yeah.
And then they argued about the kid not being his and they divorce and that's all.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's the movie. That's what should have happened, but didn't.
Yeah. Oh, what could have been.
The life you would have had.
But yeah, overall, fantastic movie.
Yes.
Check it out if you guys haven't. If you haven't, you shouldn't have listened this far because obviously we spoiled the entire movie.
That's your fault.
Yeah, that is your fault.
Blame yourself.
Blame only yourself.
Mm-hmm. There's a pause button for a reason. And I did give y'all a warning.
Oh, said, she's from Port Alabama now. I told y'all, don't you? It's not going to be Mai Tais and Yahtzee.
I reckon.
I'm saying this?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, but yeah, shit. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of More on Movies. And hopefully, Miss Erica Corona will be back to guest star another time.
Oh, I will, definitely.
Yeah, thank you for coming
this
on.
Was fun. Thank it was you. Enjoyable. Thanks for having me.
Having me. Y'all very welcome. Oh, my God.
All right,
thanks guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.